Thank you so much for that warm welcome. Like he said, I am one of the women's ministry leaders here at Reveal, and I'm also married to my husband, Travis. We have been married for 26 years, and we just celebrated our anniversary the last couple of weeks. We have two children. We have a daughter named Cassandra, who is a medical assistant at a doctor's office, and our son, Justin, is a sergeant in the U.S. Army. I'm also a grandmother of three grandchildren, Anthony, Athena, and Alana. Say that fast. Why am I teaching this weekend? Honestly, I've asked myself that question many times over the last 2 weeks. What a crazy time that we live in. But truthfully, I just wanted to share a message from a women's point of view. And I wanted something that would bless you as much as it's blessed me. And it's Mother's Day, and I am one, so why not me? Speaking of Mother's Day, if you're a mom and you are caller number 8 to the number on your screen, you could win a $100 gift card. What a sweet blessing that would be. Too bad I'm up here and I can't call in. So, but seriously, guys, I know this message is geared towards us ladies, but I don't want you to think that you can be off the hook. You can't go take a nap or anything. Truth isn't gender specific. So even though I'm gearing this towards the women and I'm doing it from my point of view, I think you can get something out of it. I've had this constant message on my mind for a long time now, and I'm finally going to share it with somebody, and that is, I want you to know that you have worth. If we look in Ephesians 2:10, we see that, for we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things that he planned for us. One of the first things I think of when I think of masterpiece is the Statue of David in Italy. My husband and I were blessed enough to be able to go spend some time in Italy last year for our 25th wedding anniversary, and that was one of the highlights of our trip for me. I was shocked, actually. It's a lot bigger than I expected, because when you see it in pictures, it's just a little picture and there's nothing to scale. But it was beautiful, and we got to spend quite a bit of time looking at it. They allowed us to walk around it so we could see it from all sides. What I noticed was it is smooth and white, and the detail is just amazing. And I felt so blessed just to be able to stand there and admire its beauty and to think about its creator. I don't admire myself in the same way that I admire the David. In fact, the older I get, the harder time I have not seeing my flaws. But that's one of the things I realized when I looked at the David. I wasn't looking for its flaws. I was looking at its beauty and the creation that it was. It was amazing. There are many messages these days that tell me otherwise. The scale says I should lose a few pounds. The gym says I should work out a little bit more, maybe a lot more. And then there's all of these different diets that tell me I should be eating differently. Thankfully, God doesn't see us in the same way I see myself. He admires me like I admire the David. He looks at me and sees the beauty and everything that he has created me to be. He doesn't see my flaws like I do, and I am so thankful for that. Because he's our creator, we have immense worth. So my hope is, at the end of this message, that you'll be able to see that you have great worth. I'm going to share three things with you today. What causes us to doubt our worth, why knowing our worth matters, and why knowing my worth in God. I am a work in progress. I am still working on this, like I said, when it comes to knowing my worth. I have spent more energy looking at what value I have and what I lack than what I have and how God created me. I've doubted my abilities for God to use me, and I've allowed the worldview to speak a little bit louder than it should. This has been a running dialogue with me and God for a while now, and it's actually been a running dialogue with me and a couple of my friends. So what we're going to do first is we're going to look at what causes us to doubt our worth. Well, one of the things that causes us to doubt our worth is focusing on what we lack. In Genesis 2, Adam is in the garden, things have been created, and he's walking in the garden with God, and God says, Adam, you can have any of the fruit from the trees of the garden except for one. Now talk about a great buffet. I am a girl who likes to eat, and I like to be able to have choices. And imagine a garden full of many choices, and there's just one that I can't have. Now let's continue with creation, with the addition of Eve. We'll pick up in chapter 3. In Genesis 1:3, the serpent was the shrewdest of all the wild animals the Lord God had made. One day, he asked the woman, did God really say you must not eat the fruit from the tree of the garden? Of course we may eat from the fruit from the trees of the garden, the woman replied. It's only the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden that we are not allowed to eat. God said, you must not eat or even touch it. If you do, you'll die. Focus on what she said. It was what she lacked that she noticed. When I look at the gray hair this morning, I noticed that I need some hair color and that I don't have it and I can't do what I want to right now. I recently went through some food sensitivity testing. I don't know if you've ever done that before, but they basically look at hundreds of foods that could be causing your body to react a certain way. And I've realized that there are some foods that when I eat them, I just don't feel as well. I have joint pain. Things hurt. Out of all the things on the list, and there were several that I actually have an allergy to, but the one that I noticed the most was I am allergic to garlic. Could you imagine eating some meal without garlic in it? I love Mexican food. It's one of my favorite things, garlic. I love Italian food, garlic. I told you I like to eat. But that is the one thing I noticed. Now, what I didn't notice was there were some things that I really, really love to eat that I'm not allergic to. And instead of celebrating the fact that I'm not allergic to coffee and I'm not allergic to chocolate, I focused on the one thing that I couldn't have. Now, what about you? Focusing on anything that you lack these days? How about the ever elusive 12-pack of toilet paper? Do you focus on the fact that you can't find toilet paper? It's like an Easter egg hunt right now, trying to find toilet paper and paper towels. But what you've missed is that under your cabinet, you've got several rolls of toilet paper to last you through the day, but your eyes caught and your heart stood on that one thing, the thing that you lack. That can be the same thing with our worth. When we focus on what we lack, we have a hard time seeing what we're worth. Listening to the wrong voice is another thing that we are going to cover and that causes us to doubt our worth. So let's pick it back up in verse 6. Then she gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it too. At that moment, their eyes were opened, and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. When the cool of the evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord God among the trees. Then the Lord said, in verse 9, then the Lord called to the man, where are you? He replied, I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked. Who told you that you were naked? The Lord God asked. Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat? And isn't that the attitude that we think God has in that question? It said they were naked. It said that they were naked but felt no shame. Now, because of it, they're hiding from God. The deception started before with the apple, but it continued here. Who do you think told them they were naked? It wasn't God. He's not going to call out their faults. How can I relate this to you today? I used to give Sunday morning messages at my old church probably once a month. Now, that's been 15 years ago, but it doesn't change the fact that the same God is in me today. and can use me today. But I felt a little bit of anxiety, I think, you know. I was younger, I was brighter, and I really actually enjoyed it, and I didn't overthink it. But somewhere along the way, I listened to the wrong voice too. And it caused me to question whether or not I should do the teaching today. Honestly, that is a voice that I can fight quite often. What voice do you listen to? Is it your past saying you'll never be good enough? Is it social media saying you don't measure up? It's a tough one today. Was it a loved one that said, you're not valued just the way you are? Maybe it was a boss that didn't recognize all the hard work that you did. Maybe it's even a child. I'm sure as a mom, you can relate. You moms can relate to this. That have you ever heard your child say, I am not going to grow up and be a mom like you? Listening to the wrong voice can keep me from knowing how God feels about me, how treasured I am, and what a masterpiece of creation I am. So, why does knowing my worth matter? Not knowing our worth affects our relationship with God. I see myself through my mistakes rather than how God sees me. And because of that, I begin to think that he looks at me through my mistakes too. You see, Adam and Eve hid because they saw themselves through their mistakes. And it changed their relationship. They went from a relationship of God in being in awe with him to fearing him. Their focus changed. Their focus was on who they were and not who God was. God says that our sins are as far as the east is from the west. And I don't know about you, I've never seen them touch. He doesn't see us that way. The next thing that he does is it affects our willingness to know and be used by God. I've already shared that that is how it affected me. When I have the wrong focus on my humanness, I miss out on God's greatness and what he can do in me. One of the things that reminded me of this as I was studying for the teaching is the story of Peter. So let's go to Matthew 14, 25, 31. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. That would be awesome. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter said, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out with his hand and caught him. You of little faith, why did you doubt? How many times do you say that to yourself? I say it to myself quite a few times. Peter took his eyes off of Jesus, and he focused himself on his own ability rather than the ability of God. When I think of this, I think of looking in a mirror and seeing flaws. It's like walking around looking in a mirror. All I'm going to see are my flaws rather than what God can provide for me. I become blind to what God can do in me. The next thing is knowing my worth in God. When I place my worth in who God is, I can do amazing things in spite of who I was. One of my favorite women in the Bible is Rahab. I feel a very kindred spirit with her. Let's look at Joshua 2:1. Then Joshua secretly sent two spies from the Israelite camp at Acacia Grove. He instructed them, scout out the land of the other side of the Jordan River, especially Jericho. So the two men set out and came to the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stay there that night. She had a tough life. I'm sure she had past hurts, past mistakes, and she had doubts. But she hid the Israelite spies. God used someone who was a prostitute to do something amazing. Now, she'd focused on her past. She would let that keep her from being used. And she would not have become the mother of Boaz. Remember Boaz in the Bible? He married Ruth. So she wouldn't have become the mother-in-law of Ruth, the one that we get from the book of Ruth. And she wouldn't have been listed in the lineage of Jesus Christ in Matthew 1. She is one of only five women listed in the lineage compared to over 30 men. She would have missed it. Many others have overcome their past failures and focus and doubts to be used by God. Mary Magdalene was demon-possessed. She then became a follower of Christ, and she was one of the first women to see, one of the first people to see Jesus at the resurrection. Bathsheba, she was with King David while married and then became a widow, but she went on to become the mother of King Solomon, who built the temple. And she is also one of the five women who were mentioned in the lineage of Jesus in Matthew 1. Peter denied Jesus three times after being with Jesus, but he was used to start the early church. And he's a guy. What a great thing, right? Paul, he hunted and imprisoned Christians, and he was used to spread the message of the gospel to Jews and Gentiles. You know, I love this quote. It's by John Acuff, and I heard it while studying for this. And it says, "Next time you feel unqualified to be used by God, remember this. He tends to recruit from the pit instead of the pedestal." And I am so thankful for that. We can do great things when we're able to see our worth. And that comes from God. Oh, and before I forget, should I mention that if you're a mom and you're caller number 10 right now and you call that number on your screen, you too can win a $100 gift card. I can't wait to see what you guys buy with these gift cards. I'm so envious. So on to some even greater news than a $100 gift card. In fact, this is what I really want you to know at the end of this, is what is our worth? There's no better way to explain it than to read over you straight from Scripture. So I'm going to start reading from Ephesians 1 and 2. Ephesians 1, 3 through 4. "Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight." You are blessed, and you are chosen. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of his immense grace. You are redeemed, and you are forgiven. In order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you are also included in Christ when you heard the message of the truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with the promised Holy Spirit. You are the praise of his glory. That's hard to capture. You are in Christ. You are marked with his seal, and you have the Holy Spirit in you. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. You have hope. You are called. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in our way. You are his body. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. You are loved. You are alive, and you are saved. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. You are God's masterpiece. So what's holding you back from a relationship with God? What's holding you back from being used by God? What voice are you listening to? Are you focused on what you don't have in your own self, or are you allowing God to move in you? When I see my worth, and I look in this mirror, and I see my worth only in this, I see myself in this reflection as the world sees me. But that's not how I'm intended to see myself. This is how I'm intended to see myself. When I see my reflection in God's word, I will know my worth. Whether you're a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. You know that there are people in your life that need to know that they have worth, and you should tell them about it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for putting this message on my heart. And I thank you for the courage and strength to deliver it in spite of my fears, in spite of my past, or what I lack, or the voices that had a hard time talking to me this week. Lord, I just pray that it would sink into each and every person that is listening today, that they have worth, and they just need to start looking in your word to find it. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed Mother's Day.
Hey, Reveal, I am back. Thank you, Melissa, for bringing us a word of encouragement today on this Mother's Day. We greatly appreciate you. I want to just take a moment and just bless all of the moms out there. Really, I want to bless all of the women out there because you all have influence in some arena of life. And so if you're in a room with a woman of influence, maybe gather around them and just bless them as I pray for them. If you got children, call them into the room. Have them bless mom as well. If you're alone, hey, we're asking that God would bless you, of course. So maybe position yourself in a position of receiving. And let's just pray that God's blessing would be upon you. Lord, we want to thank you for how you have created each woman in a unique and remarkable way. And they are, in fact, a masterpiece of God. That you are the master designer. You are the creator, the crafter. And that they hold value because of who created them. And so we want to just take a moment and we want to bless them for how you have created them in a unique way, with unique callings and unique giftings, unique personalities, and that they would have the freedom to just take a breath and be who you have created them to be, that they would in fact find themselves, find who you have created them to be, how you have created them to be, and that they would walk fully in that. We pray a blessing upon them. We pray that you would bless them physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We pray that you would lift any that are weary and maybe a little tired right now, a little frustrated right now with the current season that they find themselves in. Would you come and would you strengthen them? Would you lift them up? Would you encourage them? Would you remind them of the difference that they are making? They are world shapers, world changers. And so be encouraged, Lord. Would your face shine upon them? Would you be gracious towards them? Would you place your hand upon them? Would you enter into their space right now? And would you give them whatever is needed? Whatever woman is listening to the sound of my voice, would you enter into to their moment right now? And would you give them exactly what they need? And you know what they need. And so, Holy Spirit, would you give them exactly that? I bless you as your pastor. Our staff blesses you. And we're asking that the Lord himself would bless you and strengthen you and encourage you, that he would renew your vision, that he would sharpen your calling, that he would overflow your joy. And we bless you in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Amen. Hey, don't go away. I have the last $100 giveaway to any of the moms out there. All you have to be is caller number 4 to the number right here on the bottom of the screen. Caller number 4, and you could win the final $100 gift card. I hope you are a winner. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.